This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Monday afternoon service of December the 28th, 1992. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Discontented, not always finding fault. Spirit of fault finding. I bind you.
And
you foul spirit of fault finding in the body of Christ, always finding fault with everything. I bind your power. You fault finding spirit,
I bind your power
and break your assignment
in the name of Jesus. Grumbling about the preacher.
I break that dominion in Jesus' name. Father, that's a foul spirit that causes dissension in the body of Christ.
Yes.
And I break that assignment over these people that they'll not be fault finders and complainers.
Mm-hmm.
I break that assignment this afternoon in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Strife.
Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it.
Strife in the
Thank
home.
You for it.
Oh, yes, religious spirits. I am so holy.
Yes, we come against holier than thou. Holier than thou. I've got everything I need. I don't need anything else. There's none of us got everything we need. I come against that spirit of holier than thou in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I break that powers
religious
over
spirit,
us this afternoon.
The strong man of religious spirit.
We break
and
the
tradition.
Powers of
tradition.
The tradition and religious spirit.
Yes.
I come against the spirit of tradition. I break the curse of tradition in us in Jesus' name. Religious spirit in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in Jesus' name.
Frustration and nervousness. Oh, unteachable.
Yes, I come against the spirit of frustration. In Jesus' name, I bind that power over us that we get frustrated with things about us. Lord, help us that we can overcome that in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in Jesus' name.
Unteachable.
Yes. Father, help us to be teachable. Help us, Lord, not to think that we've arrived and we can't learn anything new, that there's nothing else for us to be taught. Father, we haven't begun to understand the fullness of your word.
No.
I come against the unteachable spirit.
That
we can't learn what somebody else, that the Lord has shown somebody else. Help us, Lord, to be able to be teachable, to be able to understand that we don't know everything. And that you put teachers in the body of Christ to teach us. Help us to be teachable, Lord, to learn from one another. I break that curse of unteachable spirit in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Now, we've been coming against... anybody else got something before I do something else that I... Yes?
Yes.
Well,
infirmities.
Infirmities, spirits of infirmity. That's what I'm going to work on next here, what came to me, spirits of infirmity. But anything else before I... What? Offense?
Being offended about everything.
Being offended easily. Wearing your feelings on your shirt sleeve, as they say. Yes, Lord.
Chip on your shoulder.
Come against that. Wearing your feelings on your shirt sleeve, a chip on your shoulder. We break that power over people who are affected that way. Lord, release them from it. Release them from
release
that bondage
them.
Of
release
it
them.
And that curse of it in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, release us.
Yes.
Release us in Jesus' name.
False prophecies. Mm-hmm. False prophecies. Yes.
Father, anyone here who has been deceived by false prophecy.
Yes.
By something that's been given to them and they have felt bound by it and those who have had prophecy and tried to make it come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we come against that spirit in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We come against, we break every curse of a false prophecy over anybody here. That they've been prophesied that they're to do this or they're to do that. And they felt compelled to do it. The Lord doesn't compel you. He doesn't drive you. He gives you a desire. We come against every driving spirit that has been come upon somebody because of a prophecy that's been given to them.
Yes.
And they feel that they've got to see that it's fulfilled. Or a prophecy that is not correct according to the word. I bind and break that power over them and I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Every spirit of false prophecy, I break the curse of it from off of you. I release you from the bondage that you're held under because of it. I release you from it in Jesus' name. I break the bondage of it off of you. I break the driving spirit that is brought in and I loose you from it in Jesus' name. Jesus doesn't give you a driving spirit. No, no way. And I loose you from it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There are people who have fear of not having food, especially some people who have lived through the days of the Depression. Have that fear. We've known people who have had that fear, and they hoard things of food up because they're afraid there's going to be another Depression, and they won't have anything to eat. We come against that spirit of fear in Jesus' name, of hoarding
Jesus
things.
Name.
You spirit of hoarding
name.
Things, I break that curse off of you in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And spirits of fear, a fear of dark, and the fear of tomorrow, a fear of losing your job, a fear that you're not going to be able to have sufficient. We break that curse of it in Jesus' name. And this spirit of buying things that you don't need. There are people who buy things that they have no use for.
Spirit of waste.
Just because they're afraid they're not going to be able to get it sometime. I break that curse off of anybody that's here today. I break that curse off of them in Jesus' name. The spirit that they're afraid they're not going to be able to have something, and so they buy it and hoard it. You spirit of hoarding things. A spirit of hoarding. I bind and break that curse off of you in the name of Jesus. I loose you from it in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. There's all kinds of things that people are bound by. The different things. There's hardly any two people. We have symptoms of the same thing, but we don't have it exactly alike. But there's all kinds of things that people are bound by in different areas like this. Well, let's work on, a grieving spirit and sorrow, a spirit of sorrow and grief. Yes. Poverty.
Poverty, yes. Yeah.
Father, I come against the spirit of grief and sorrow. I break the curse over that Satan holds over people, that they have a grief and sorrow for things that they have no control over. I break the curse of it.
Yes.
Grief and sorrow. Come out. Come out. All the grief and sorrow because of a lost loved one or because a different something has happened in different areas. I break that curse in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. You spirit of sorrow. Spirit of grief. Come out of these people. Come out. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on out. Sorrow and grief. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your assignment over these people. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Unforgiveness.
I come against the spirit of unforgiveness against others. I break the curse of it, Father. And I come against the spirit of unforgiveness against yourself. That you feel guilty. Spirit of guilt. I break the power of spirit of guilt and shame. I break that curse over them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come on out. Shame and guilt. And rejection. Spirit of rejection. I come against the spirit of rejection. I break the curse of rejection in Jesus' name. Spirit of rejection. What, Tommy? Yes. Spirit of grief that has caused eye trouble. I come against grief. The scripture says that grief causes the dimness of the eyes. And sorrow and grief causes dimness of the eyes. Father, I come against the grief and sorrow that has caused dimness of the eyes. I break that curse over us in Jesus' name, and I loose us from sorrow and grief. I break the bondage of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the
cake. Hurts and bruises.
In Jesus' name, I break that curse over us in the name of Jesus. Sorrow that's, and hurts and bruises, yes, son? Huh?
Pride
and arrogance.
Oh, yes.
Pride and arrogance also goes along with some eye trouble. Father, we come against pride that's not of God. We break the curse of pride.
Yes.
Pride of what we're able to do, pride of our
work of our hands.
Of what we've been able to accomplish. Our pride in who we are, our pride in what our lineage is, our ancestral lineage, of our ancestors. I come against the spirit of pride in Jesus' name, and I bind and break your assignment over us in Jesus' name. Come out.
Come out,
pride.
Come out.
Pride in Jesus' name. Pride of my abilities. Pride of who I am. Proud that I'm even a Christian. Father, I come against a religious pride. I break that spirit
religious
over us
pride.
In Jesus' name. Religious,
religious pride.
Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Pride
of our knowledge and what we know.
Yes.
I've come against that pride. Spirit of pride, I break your assignment over us in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Loose us in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirits of infirmity. I come against the spirits of infirmity. That we have gotten our own selves, our spirits of infirmity that have come down the bloodline from our ancestral heritage that we have inherited. I come against them and put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and separate between us and the bloodline of our heritage.
Yes.
And I come against the familiar spirits of infirmity that come down the bloodline. And I come in the name of the Lord Jesus and I bind and break your assignment against these people, against myself, against every one of us. And I come against the ancestral heritage of our bloodline. I come against sugar diabetes.
Yes.
I come against kidney problems, bladder problems, gallbladder problems, sugar diabetes, cancer, heart trouble, problems with our lungs, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, spirit of cholesterol, spirit of stroke. I come against you and I break your assignment over these people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Use familiar spirits of infirmities and diseases, diseases of Egypt, the infirmities of Egypt. I bind you and break your assignment over God's people in the name of Jesus. And I
loose them
from your authority in Jesus' name.
Come
on out. Come on out. I break your assignment. Problems of the blood. Blood problems. I come against problems of the blood. I loose us from it in Jesus' name.
Leukemia.
I come against our heart problems. I take authority over them. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Sugar diabetes, I bind you. Heart conditions, plaque in the blood, in the arteries, I command it to dissolve and come out in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. Problems in the bones, I come against leukemia, the bone leukemia. I bind your assignment over God's people to destroy us. You will not destroy us. Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ bore our infirmities at the whipping post, and by the scars and stripes of the whipping post, I take authority over you, spirits of infirmity. I break your assignment. I come against the cause, whatever cause you have, and however right you have to our physical bodies. I put the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse and to wash us, and I take your rights away. Spirits of infirmity, come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. Back problems. Problems of the mental problems. I break your assignment in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus'
name.
Mental problems. Problems of the mind. Schizophrenia. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Insanity. I come against insanity and schizophrenia.
Yes.
I break your assignment over God's people. Loose us in Jesus' name. I break your dominion over us in the name of the Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise you, Jesus.
TB.
Problems of the lungs.
And lungs. And
problem
sinuses,
of the lungs.
Too.
And science. And tuberculosis. I bind it. This new strain of tuberculosis has come in the land. I break the curse of it. I stand against it for God's people. Father, it is written in your word that none of the diseases of Egypt will come upon us if we obey your word and keep your word.
Yes.
Father, help us to hide your word in our heart
yes.
and to keep it and to walk before your word in righteousness and holiness before you, Father, that these diseases can have no place in our physical bodies. Father, I come in the name of Jesus, and I bind and break their assignment over us in Jesus' name. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of not obeying your word. Forgive us, Lord, of not eating according to your word. Forgive us, Lord, of giving Satan a right to our body in different areas of our lives. Father, I come against it and break the curses of it over us in Jesus' name. I speak life and health to us in the name of the Lord Jesus, for it is written that he give us health in all of our flesh. Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I praise you for it. I thank you. Father, I come against problems of the bones, of the back, of the arms and the legs, and the feet, and the knees. I come against the spirit of arthritis.
Yes.
You foul spirit of arthritis, I bind you and break your assignment to destroy our bodies in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
All
come
bitterness
out.
And
come
unforgiveness,
come
I come against all spirits of unforgiveness in the name of the Lord, and I break the assignment over us in the name of the Lord. Command you to come out. Spirit of arthritis, I command you to come out of our bodies. Father, I command the bloodstream to carry out the spirit of arthritis in Jesus' name. Hate.
Hate.
Yes. Father,
unforgiveness and hate.
Yes, unforgiveness and hate against anybody. Envy and jealousy. Envy and jealousy. Father, I come against hate and envy and jealousy in Jesus' name that has allowed arthritis to come in to anybody here from that reason, Lord. I come against it in Jesus' name. All the hate and the envy and unforgiveness, I come against it. Father, help them to forgive everybody that has hurt them in any way. All the unforgiveness, all the hate that they've got. Father, I come against it. I break that assignment over them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Hate, come out. Hate that they hold against anybody.
Hate.
Unforgiveness that they hold against anybody. Loose them, Father. Help them to forgive everybody that they have any unforgiveness against, Father, so that they can be free from the spirits of arthritis.
Yes.
I break the curse of arthritis over us now.
Yes.
I command the bloodstream to carry out the poison of arthritis out of the joints and out of the body in Jesus' name. Out of the back, out of the spine. I come against arthritis, the spirit of arthritis, and I break its assignment over us in Jesus' name.
Old age and senility.
A spirit of senility. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Forgetfulness. Spirit of forgetfulness. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Thank you,
yes.
Father. Anybody here who has eat or does eat raw rare meat, I come against that curse of, in Jesus' name. The curse of eating of raw meat, rare meat, eating of blood, blood pudding, blood sausage, drinking of blood. I come against that curse that's on them because of it. And I take authority over it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, forgive them for doing that. I come against the curse of the ancestral line. I go back for 10 generations, 30 generations, wherever it started. And I break the curse of it. I take authority over it. If that has caused, that has come down the family line, and that has, whatever disease that it has allowed to come in their physical body because of it, I take authority and I break the assignment of it in Jesus' name. You foul spirit of eating of blood and blood sausage in any form, I take and I break the curse of it over you in the name of Jesus. I loose you from it in Jesus' name. And whatever infirmity has come down your family line because of that, I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. What, you had your hand up, Marcia? Oh, you were just praying with me. I thought you had something you want me to pray about. Yes. Idolatry.
Oh, yes.
Idolizing somebody. Idolizing
children. Idolizing your children.
Idolizing a school, even a school teacher. Yes, Donna? Donna? Father, we come against the spirit of idolatry. We come against the spirit of idolatry in many forms that it takes. We come against the spirit of idolatry in idolizing somebody, holding them up, putting them on a pedestal. Father, and then when something happens to them or just something, they say, well, if they can't live for the Lord, how can I live for the Lord? We break that power over them in Jesus'
idolatry.
Name of idolatry, idolizing somebody, holding somebody up as an idol. We break that curse over them in Jesus' name. We loose them from it in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Idolizing your denomination that you're in.
Yeah.
Idolizing that.
We break the curse of denominationalism.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Over everybody here. That, that their denomination
spirit
is the only one. We break that curse of denominationalism over them in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Tommy?
Control.
Spirit of control. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, well, we come against the spirit of control. We break the dominion of it over us in Jesus' name. Spirit of control by our parents, spirit of control by a pastor or denomination or any other form. The spirit of control, we bind and break your assignment over these people in the name of Jesus. Now, let's go back and come against mental problems again and brain damage and these areas.
And nervous breakdowns.
Yes. Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I take authority and dominion over the spirit that enters into, that's caused brain damage, that caused mental problems. I come against you, foul spirit. I break your assignment over everyone here present today or those that we are standing here for. We break that dominion over their minds and the damage that has done there. In Jesus' name, I bind and break your assignment in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the scars and stripes of the whipping post, I speak to these areas of the body to restoration to come in Jesus' name. I speak restoration in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's and hardening of the arteries and forgetfulness. Father, I come against Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. I come against hardening of the arteries. I come against the spirit of forgetfulness. I break your assignment over every one of us in the name of Jesus.
Jesus'
I break your dominion over us. I loose us from that dominion in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for your word that says we have authority in Jesus. Yes, Frankie?
Oh, yes.
Spirit of depression.
Manic depression.
Father, we come against a foul spirit of depression.
Mm-hmm.
You spirit of depression, of darkness. You spirit of darkness. I bind you. You spirit of darkness, I bind you. Break your assignment. Spirit of depression, I bind you and break your assignment over God's people. I loose these people from God. We will rejoice in the Lord. We will be happy in the Lord. We will not be depressed. I break your assignment over God's people in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit of death and curse of death.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Yeah, we'll come to that last.
Accident prone.
Yes. There are lots of people who are accident prone. And a lot of people have a spirit, that is a spirit of death that they have on them. Yeah. Yeah. They come to a place and they're sick all the time. Spirit of death after them to kill them. They're always sick. Everything comes to Irma was that way. Everything comes from her grandmother cursed her the day she was born and said she wished she had died because she didn't want her mother to have two children. She only wanted her to have one. And when she was born, her grandmother stomped her foot and said, I wish that kid would die because she didn't want her mother to have two children. She only wanted her to have one. And when she was born, her grandmother stomped her foot and said, I wish that kid would die. And all her life until Brother Prince, the Lord revealed that to Brother Prince and he broke the curse of it. She was sick with everything, always sick. So that could be cursed by that, by a lot of us, you could have. Father, we come against a curse of death.
Yes,
we come against
yes.
the curse of death in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come against the curse of always being sick. We come against the curse of accidents, always having an accident. I bind you, you foul spirit of accidents. I break your assignment over God's people.
Yes.
I loose you from it in Jesus' name. You spirit of accident, I bind you and break your assignment. Spirit of death, I bind you. Spirit of always being sick with some disease, I break that curse over you in Jesus' name. Now, you spirit of untimely death, I come against you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You spirit of untimely death, I bind you. God's people will live until God decides for them to come home. I break the curse of death over you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Spirit of death, I bind you and break your assignment over the household of faith today in the name of Jesus. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Spirit of death, spirit of untimely death, I bind you. The assignment to kill us before our time. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, the Scripture has promised us, God promised us 70 years. But he guaranteed us 70 years. I'll say it that way. He promises us 120. That has never been changed. When God promised to Noah and Moses 120 years, that promise has never been changed. It still is in effect. But he guarantees us 70 years. And if you die before 70 years, Satan has robbed you of your rights.
Mm-hmm.
You are guaranteed 70 years unless you're robbed. So, spirit of untimely death, I bind your assignment over God's people.
Yes.
God has promised us 70 years. Satan, I take authority over you. I break your assignment, and we will get what God has promised us. We will receive our promise in Jesus' name. Now, I've already gotten mine, and a whole lot of other people have gotten your promise. So that's our guarantee. Now we're looking forward to the promise of the 120. That's right. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. I stand and declare that. I declare it in the name of the Lord. That's my right. That's my right. And I declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay. What does somebody feel that we missed? Okay. Oh, okay, yes.
Spoken curses.
Soul ties and curses that come and in things that come to us when we're under anesthesia.
Or drugs.
Mm-hmm. Father, I come and take authority over spirits that enter in when people have been under the influence of drugs, Father, of their own free will, that they've done it. And I bind and break those powers. Forgive them, Father. Forgive them, Father.
Thank
and I break the curse of spirits that have come in when they are under the influence of drugs that they have willfully taken. I thank you for it. I break the curse of it. I loose them from it. You spirits, you're going to have to come out. I bind you and break your assignment. Now, spirits that come in when you've been under an anesthetic in the doctor's office, I break that curse over you, and I take authority over every spirit that has had come in at that time, and I break the dominion of it, and I loose you from it in Jesus' name. I loose you from it in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it. I'll tell you what I do. I have been...
Oh, yes, that's a bad one.
I come against a spirit of hypnosis. Anybody here that's been hypnotized by a doctor or has messed with hypnosis or has allowed somebody to hypnotize them, I break the curse of it over you. Father, forgive them. Forgive them, Father, for allowing it to happen. And I break the curse
hypnotic
of it off
spells.
Of you. I break
hypnotic
the curse of it in Jesus'
them.
Name. Yes, hypnotic spells. I loose you from it in the name of Jesus. Spirit of divination, yes. I break the curse of divination in Jesus' name. Now, I have been, I can't count, either four or five times I have been under anesthetic. Don't go too far away, Bill. We need your recording here in a minute. Okay. I'll talk long enough till you get back. Either four or five times I have been under anesthetic. Every time before it happened, I refused to allow it to happen until I prayed. Two times I prayed, and when the doctor came in to see me, before they put me under, I told him I wanted to talk to him a minute to come over here. So he came over, stood by, and I reached out and got his hand, and I held his hand and I prayed. Two times I did that with two different doctors. Two other times they took me into the operating room and I didn't get a chance to do that, and I refused to allow them to give me the anesthetic until the doctor came in the room, in the operating room. And one doctor came in and he said, "What's the matter with you, Glenn? What's the trouble?" I said, "Well, come on over here, over here." I said, "I want to pray." He said, "Oh, all right." So he walked over by me and I took his hand and I prayed. All the nurses are here, the assistants, everybody, because I'm holding the show up. Okay. And I took his hand and I prayed. Oh, I don't really know. I prayed that the Lord would guide him and direct him, that the angel of the Lord would watch over us. I just prayed. And when I got through praying, I said, "Amen." And when I did, the anesthesiologist is standing over here beside me, and there's a place there to put your arm out and strap your arm down, you know. I wouldn't give her my arm until, and after I got through praying, I just laid my arm over like that, and I said, "Okay, gal, it's yours now. But I won't let them put me under until I pray." And so I'm just telling you. So if it happens to you, now if something happens that you're unconscious or something and an accident, and Lord forbid that you do, you know, you can't do that. But if you do that, because we've prayed with people that spirits have come into them when they were under anesthesia, from the operating room, you know, from the some of these, you know, there's some filthy things that go on up in some of these operating rooms that really. And so the devil's right there in the middle of it. So, but that's just my experience. That's what I have always done. And I believe that when I've done that, that I've been protected and the Lord's looked after me, and I know He's looked after me. And I have come to another thing I have done, which I'm not going to tell you to do, but I have refused, after I come out from the anesthetic and I have refused to take any pain medication. And one doctor did not remember to write that on my chart. In fact, he thought that I needed it anyway, so he deliberately didn't do it. He told me that he had just forgot. But he didn't write it on my chart that I was not to be given any pain medicine unless I asked for it. He put on the chart what to give me, but then he was supposed to write down there, "Only give if asked for." He didn't do it, so the nurse came in and started to give me a shot. And I said, "What?" And I just had enough sense to think, what is that? And she said, "Well, it's a pain shot." I said, "Oh, no." And so I don't get that unless I call you and ask you for it. And she said, "Well, it's on your chart." I said, "Well, it's also supposed to say on my chart if I ask for it." She said, "Well, don't say that." I said, "I'm sorry, you can't give it to me. I won't let you give it to me." And she got very upset with me because I refused. And she was trying to give it to me. I said, "I'm sorry, I will not let you give it to me." I said, "You go call the doctor." So she went back and got the head nurse and brought the head nurse in. I said, "It's supposed to be on my chart. If it's not there, you call the doctor." So the head nurse went and called the doctor. And he told her, "Yes, that was supposed to have been put on my chart," and he had forgot it. Well, he really hadn't, I don't think. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. So the nurse come back in and told me that she was sorry, but the doctor had forgotten to put on my chart that I had to ask for it. So the next day he comes in, and he said, "Glenn, you're sure giving me a lot of trouble in the hospital." I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "You're giving my nurses problems." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because you wouldn't let them give you a shot." I said, "Well, you know what I told you to put on." He said, "I know." He said, "I know." He said, "But you know," he said, "after what you've been through," he said, "you should be crawling the walls of this room begging for somebody to give you a shot." I said, "No." I said, "I've got too many people praying. I don't need it. God's taking care of me." And he couldn't really understand it. But I really did not have pain, and I did not need it, and I never did need it, because the Lord looked after me.
Now, I'm not going to say that some of you won't need a shot if you have to go to the doctor and get that you won't need some medication. But I never. The Lord's been merciful to me. And at least four times I've been in that situation, and I did not have to have it. Because the Lord was my sufficiency. Well, you say, why did you get there in the first place, and if the Lord's your sufficiency? Well, I just can't answer all of that, except some of it was my own problem. It was my problem. Well, when I fell off and broke my hip, and busted my hip up, I just should have been standing a little different than I was, and I wouldn't have fell over backwards on the concrete and broke my hip. See? The other three times or four times I was in there was because I got, as a child, I was raised on a dairy farm, and we had milk to drink by the pitchers on the table. And I got to drinking milk until I didn't drink water. We lived on the farm, and we had plain milk, and Mother'd put two pitchers of milk on the table, and when those pitchers was empty, there was more to fill them up with. And I got to a place where I didn't drink water. And I got to when I started having these problems with my bladder and with my kidneys and with kidney stones and bladder stones, it was unusual for me to take a drink of water. If I wanted to drink, I drank a drink of milk. I drank over a gallon of milk every day. Well, your system cannot handle that. And that's not God's problem. That's not God's problem that I did that, see. So I had to suffer the consequences of four major operations. I don't have that problem anymore. Praise the Lord. But while I did have it, I had to suffer the consequences. But the Lord looked after me. Another thing that happened when I refused, when I caused all this confusion in the hospital this day, and wouldn't allow them to give me the pain shots. That the next night, the prince of the Washita Hospital came to visit me in my room. I stirred up such a stir, got all over the hospital that they had this guy in there that had all this major operation, and he wouldn't allow him to give him any pain medicine. So I heard that they talked about me all over the hospital. That night, about 2:00 in the morning, the following night, woke up, and it just happened that they had taken the man that was in the room beside me out, and there was nobody in the other bed beside me. I was by myself. And I woke up in the night with this awful, eerie feeling that something was wrong. And by the time I got my eyes open, I could feel this awful feeling. The time I got my eyes open, the room took on a greenish glow, like a green light. Only it was, it wasn't bright, it was a dull greenish glow. The whole room was lit up with it. And I thought, well, what's causing this? Why does the room look like this, you know? Is something the matter with me? Am I seeing, not seeing right, or what's wrong here? Or am I dreaming? And then I began to look around to see what was the problem. And when I did, right in the ceiling over me, I was under a place like that, drop in the ceiling right over there. I was just right out from there where the ductwork ran. Right up over me in the ceiling was a large overstuffed chair with a demon sitting in it. I mean a big overstuffed chair. And this demon was sitting there with his hands on the arms of the chair like this. Had his hands on like this, sitting there in this chair looking down at me. He was dressed scrub suit, a doctor's scrub suit on, and he had the hat on his head, that thing that with a rubber band around holds it over his hair. He had that on his head, and he was sitting there looking down at me, and he had a round face, about this big around, and he had two eyes about big as the end of this microphone, and right in the middle of them was two red dots about the size of your little fingernail. Two red dots, just as shining as red as coal fire. And he was sitting there looking at me, glaring at me like that. And immediately I knew who he was. I knew he was the prince over that hospital. And I said, in the name of... And he was gone. Like that. But he was sitting right through the ceiling, just as if the ceiling, it was gone. That didn't exist. That wasn't even there. And he was sitting there just like he was sitting in a room looking at me. But the instant I started to say, in the name of Jesus, He was gone, and the ceiling came right back in place. So I got to visit the prince of that hospital, and since then, I've tried to run him out. I hope I have. Of course, the hospital, they changed the hospital. It's not there anymore, but they've got a new hospital in town now. But I bound that prince up in that hospital. Anyway, well, I've talked too long, carried away here about this. Well, Bill, come and let's praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for his presence and his anointing and the Holy Ghost to flow in and through us as we praise and worship him.
Oh, the blessed God is
Father, I thank you for the Holy Ghost to fill every area this afternoon that's been vacated in any way, that there be no vacancy left for anything but the Holy Ghost, Father, to fill up. I praise you for it, Father. I invoke the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to flow and move through this congregation and through over this campground and through this auditorium by the power of the living God, that the Shekinah glory of the Holy Ghost shall fill this place and fill these people with thy presence and thy power in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.